This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Superior Public Library has a new space to offer local residents a chance to unwind in peace. According to library officials, the new Serenity space is meant to give visitors a place to take a minute to decompress or calm down their overstimulated kids. The space can meet the needs of varying sensory sensitivity levels with things like weighted blankets, string lights, and toys for kids to fidget with. It can be booked for up to 45 minutes up to a week in advance. Residents interested in using the Serenity space can call or email the library. An environmental group fighting against the Nemadji Trail Energy Center project in Superior has petitioned the state Supreme Court to get involved. Clean Wisconsin and the Sierra Club filed a petition on Thursday challenging the Public Service Commission's approval of the controversial project. The plant facility would be a $1 billion gas-fired power plant, and environmental activists say the Public Service Commission did not give environmental standards enough consideration before giving the project its approvals. In addition to their requested budget increase, the Wisconsin Public Defender's Office is asking the state to add limits to some criminal charges to reduce how often they're filed. According to their proposal, the Wisconsin Department of Administration wants a more concise definition of criminal disorderly conduct and to do away with state criminal charges for marijuana possession. Officials from the state public defenders say the changes could save their agency as much as $8 million in 2027 with significantly reduced caseloads. Residents of a nursing home in Rice Lake have been temporarily relocated after a significant building failure. Officials from Dove Healthcare in Rice Lake say the facility suffered a water pipe burst, forcing the temporary relocation, and all 46 residents have been moved to a facility in Spooner temporarily. Nobody was reported injured during the water pipe burst or the move, and officials say they've connected with all the primary contacts of the residents. Dove Healthcare's Rice Lake employees will continue to care for those residents. If you missed out on Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer hunt season, the Department of Natural Resources still has some other hunting opportunities this month. There are still a couple days left in the muzzleloader season, which will end on Wednesday, before the statewide antlerless-only hunting season takes place from Thursday to Sunday. Select farmland zone units will also hold an antlerless-only holiday hunt from the 24th to January 1st. The archery and crossbow season is also still underway until January 5th or 31st, depending on your region. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced $7 million in funding to help address the opioid crisis. According to a press release, the state DOJ received the funding from the Comprehensive Opioid Stimulant and Substance Use Program grant. The goal of the program is to connect with residents struggling with opioid addiction before they suffer an overdose or law enforcement agencies get involved. The funding will be used for outreach efforts, self-referral, and officer intervention programs, and support services like mental health care. The Spooner Area School District is looking for input from the community during their search for a new superintendent. According to school officials, the district is asking residents to complete a survey on the school website to help them determine what priorities those residents want to see addressed by their eventual choice. The survey can be found under the Announcements tab on the website and will be available until December 13th. The website also has more information on the process of the superintendent search for residents. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to a public meeting to discuss future Lake Superior fish stocking plans. According to a press release, the meeting will address the future of brown trout stocking with the fishing season recently getting underway. DNR officials say two of every three brown trout harvested from the lake are produced by their stocking programs, and recent evaluations of the stocking programs could improve the overall population. The DNR will also discuss splake and walleye regulations. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he will not deploy National Guard troops to assist in President-elect Donald Trump's proposed plan to deport illegal immigrants. Governor Evers told reporters in Madison that the best way to solve the country's immigration system is with legislation and questioned the effect that mass deportation would have on industries like agriculture. The promise of mass deportations was a staple in the Republican campaign strategy this fall, but Governor Evers says the state will do everything it can to prevent that. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for grant funding to expand the recreational fishing community. According to a press release, the DNR is offering reimbursement grants of up to $5,000 for things like angler education programs, accessible fishing training, and camp fishing programs for kids. Funding for the Angler Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Program comes from the Federal Sport Fish Restoration Fund. A total of $30,000 is available for distribution among grant applicants. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks beat Brooklyn. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks picked up a win, beating the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center, 118-113. After the game, Doc Rivers agreed his team got off to a slow start.
You know, it's funny. It felt like we played awful offense. We were shooting 57% at halftime. But we turned the ball over and gave up offensive rebounds. And they had a 10-shot shot cushion on us. Now, in the second half, we got to the foul line a lot, so it looked worse. But we only took 68 shots tonight, which is unheard of in a basketball game.
The Bucks host the Orlando Magic in an NBA Cup quarterfinal tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, Willy Adames agreeing to a 7-year contract with the San Francisco Giants over the weekend worth $182 million, the largest deal in that team's history. The 29-year-old shortstop played 4 years for the Brewers. NFL, Packers back at work in meetings and getting ready for a road trip to Seattle to play the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. Brace yourself for a new Hollywood reboot, folks. Scrubs ran for 7 seasons from 2001 to 2008 on NBC and then 2 seasons on ABC. The original executive producer and showrunner, Bill Lawrence, will also commandeer the reboot, but as of right now, there is no cast yet attached. Maybe they should cast those two guys from the T-Mobile commercials. Looking for a good murder mystery? You might want to check out the show Cross. Cross is based on the best-selling Alex Cross novels by James Patterson and is quickly gaining viewers. The show logged 40 million views in its first 20 days of release, making it the 6th most viewed show ever on Amazon Prime. Aldous Hodge plays the brilliant Alex Cross, a detective and forensic psychologist who pursues serial killers. Season 1 is currently available to stream. There's always a decision to be made on New Year's Eve as to where to watch the countdown or who to listen to. Variety reports that CNN has confirmed that Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen will host the network's New Year's Eve live event. Not a big surprise, really, as this will be their 8th year in a row hosting the event from Times Square. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and goes past midnight, or until you tell your kids it's midnight and put them to bed. Don't you hate it when you're trying to have a good old-fashioned fistfight and a Mariah Carey concert breaks out? Let's reverse that. Fans at a recent Mariah Carey concert got into a Donnybrook while she was singing her "All I Want for Christmas Is You" at the end of the show. A 20-second clip of the incident went viral and shows people how not to behave at a concert, how not to fight, and how not to frame yourself in a video. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy and breezier by later this afternoon. High will be in the low to mid 40s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop down into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, colder, with a high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.